Our first guest is live by phone from Madison, Wisconsin. It's Norman Stockwell, the publisher of The Progressive Magazine. Can you hear me, Norm?
I can. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks for speaking to KD&K today, Norm. For over 20 years, you served as operations coordinator at WORT, the mighty community radio station based in Madison, Wisconsin. Your reports and interviews have aired on Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, and Air America. You've written for Z Magazine, Alternet, The Feminist Connection, and many other outlets. You also co-edited the very exciting book, Rebel Reporting. It's truly an honor to get to have you on the air here, Norm. I've looked up to you throughout my career. Start by telling listeners who are unfamiliar, what is The Progressive Magazine?
Yeah, well, thanks so much. It's great to be here and to be on community radio, which is, I think, has a great similarity to what we do at The Progressive. The Progressive is a 109-year-old political magazine based here in Madison, Wisconsin. It was started by a guy by the name of Fighting Bob La Follette. He was a senator and governor and presidential candidate. He started the first Progressive Party here in Wisconsin, and he was really all about the people having a voice in their government. The early issues of the magazine had editorials on the front like "The People Demand a Free Press," and it was looking at getting corporate influence out of the political system even back over a century ago. And that's where we stand today as well. We consider ourselves a voice for peace and justice and the common good.
Talk about the cover story of the current August and September issue that's on newsstands right now. It's called The Supremes v. the Unions.
Yeah, well, this issue has a lot of labor articles in it. And we put this together on the eve of the very unfortunate decision called the Janus decision in the Supreme Court, which basically takes away a lot of the income source of labor unions, particularly public sector labor unions, but of course it expands beyond that. So there's a lot of labor articles. This particular one, the cover story, is about the fact that so many recent decisions in the Supreme Court have been bad for working people. What they call the Roberts Court, the court that John Roberts has been the Chief Justice of since 2005, has issued numerous decisions that have been anti-labor, anti-worker decisions, pro-management decisions, and those include this most recent one, the Janus decision, but also there was this decision called Epic Systems v. Lewis, which affirmed the right for mandatory arbitration agreements, and we actually have another article in the magazine about these arbitration agreements and non-disclosure agreements that workers are often forced to sign when they take a job and don't even realize necessarily what rights they're giving away. But probably about a dozen decisions over the dozen, 13 years of the Roberts Court have been anti-labor decisions and slowly eroding the power of working people to advocate for their rights in the workplace. And, you know, it's interesting because here in Wisconsin, we've been suffering for the last 7 years under Governor Scott Walker, the Republican governor who came in with the goal of, as he stated himself, to divide and conquer, to use the Koch brothers' words, to defund and defang the labor movement. And has been very successful here in this state, and then we've seen those Wisconsin-style policies on the national level, particularly since the presidency of Donald Trump began in January of 2017.
Well, you also have a lot of other incredible reporters and columnists. I know Ruth Conniff is covering the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh right now. Reese Ehrlich just wrote about the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar. What makes The Progressive unique? Is it the focus on critical coverage?
Well, I think what makes us unique is our Midwestern voice. You know, The Progressive, since its founding, has had what I like to call a Midwestern voice, the voice of everyday working people here in the heartland. And in the last not quite decade, we've seen the Midwest become sort of ground zero for the right-wing attack on working people. And we've been here fighting these battles all along. And now we have, you know, a national example to look to of what we've been talking about. So we speak in a very plain language. It's not, you know, it's not a, there's not a lot of $20 words, as they say in the articles. They're written for everyday people to read, and they present issues in a way that's fair and honest and accurate. We have a very strong commitment here to accuracy, and so every article that goes out is fact-checked by numerous people. It goes through several editors before it is printed or goes up on the web, and that's you know, part of our commitment to a journalism that is fair and honest and truthful.
Well, you've worked in nonprofit radio for decades, but it seems like there aren't a ton of magazines that run on a nonprofit model, and yet you're talking about the same type of journalistic standards that you would expect from a big budget operation. So what does being nonprofit mean for The Progressive?
Well, that's true. It's a squeeze, you know, to run a nonprofit publication. And yet, in some ways, in the 21st century, as we've seen so much of print media collapsing, the nonprofit model is actually a very strong model. I mean, what we do is we have about half of our money comes from subscriptions, and the other half of it comes from supporters. We call them sponsors, just like you have listener sponsors in community radio. And it's people who might donate, you know, $5, $10, $15 a month on a regular recurring basis, a sustainer program. Or it's people who give, you know, a lump of money every few months or a lump of money every year. But it's individuals, it's everyday people that are contributing to make this magazine possible. And so we're able to be independent. We don't have any corporate overlords telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also scrambling all the time to pay the bills and to keep the lights on. And so that's, again, must be very familiar to you in the community radio world.
Yeah, exactly. My guest on Express Yourself is Norman Stockwell, publisher of The Progressive magazine and the website progressive.org. Norm, we're kicking off our membership drive here at KD&K this month. Can we make some Progressive magazine subscriptions available to donors during the drive?
Yes, we're very happy to do that. We've done that with other community radio stations around the country. And again, we really feel that we're all part of the same family. And so we're going to provide you with 10 year-long subscriptions, and people can pledge. You'll have to tell them what the dollar amount is, but people can pledge, and they can get that one-year subscription to The Progressive magazine, which is, it's a bi-monthly magazine, so you'll get 6 issues during the year. The next one, we're working on it right now, and it's going to come out about the first week of October, and it's going to be full of articles about the midterm elections and the struggles that are going on right now, both for the to reclaim a people's voice in our government, and also the struggles within the Democratic Party to sort of reclaim its own identity as a party of working people.
Norm Stockwell, Progressive Magazine, longtime champion in community radio at our friendly ally WORT in Madison. And one last question I got to ask you, Norm, is about the tragic shooting that happened at the station there. You know, got a lot of press around the country, and then the stories have sort of dropped off. Is this remaining unsolved at this point?
If the police know more than they're telling us, we don't know what it is. But
yeah.
Basically, it wasn't related to the programming content of the station. It was more about the individuals involved. And so it's not, you know, I tell you, it's really the reason it became such a national and, in fact, international story. I got phone calls from Brazil, from South Sudan, of people asking about that incident. And the reason is because we have seen so many attacks on journalists around the country and around the world, and the administration of Donald Trump has been promoting that. And, you know, with his constant attacks on the media, calling them the enemy of the people, talking about fake news, Donald Trump has stirred up this animosity towards the press. And you saw it during the campaign rallies in 2016, and you see it now during his events.
Yeah.
This, you know, people shouting at the reporters and reporters actually getting injured sometimes. That style of treating the press is resonating around the world right now. And so in the Philippines, President Duterte, who's known for his iron hand in the drug war, is also saying, well, just like Donald Trump, you know, I think the press needs to be whipped into shape here. And he's used some of the same Trumpian language, and we're seeing it in other parts of the world as well. So this is not, it's not a small matter. In fact, I did an article about it for our website about a year ago now that looked at attacks on reporters across the globe and how that's really been on the rise lately. So when the incident happened at WRT, people immediately were concerned about that, and we all here in Madison appreciate that support, both nationally and internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, you know, it shows how important and how far the reach of a small community radio station can be. The WRT was recognized around the world by people, and people sent messages of support.
Well, thanks so much for your work on behalf of a free press in this country and abroad, and thanks for your support of KD&K with these subscriptions from Progressive Magazine, and of course, congratulations on your time in leadership now at one of these institutions in a progressive and critical news media in this country. I sure hope that we continue to see the USPS deliver on its constitutionally protected mission, and I know that's important to magazines as well. We could go on and on all day, but we got a lot more to cover on the show today. Norm Stockwell, Progressive Magazine, thank you so much for speaking to KD&K.
Thank you very much, and support KD&K, and also check out our website, progressive.org, where you can also become a supporter of our work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.